Tell me a moment that you loved in the baseball broadcast booth that we should go pull and listen to. I know that's big and it's vague and there's a million.
I would say one from my dad and one from me. But the one from my dad is my dad calling the last out of a Bob Gibson no-hitter. Ooh. And listening to my dad's voice crack because he loved Bob, but he loved what he did. And he was so emotional at the beauty of a no-hitter.
Gibson is one strike away from the no-hitter. He takes off his cap. He mops his brow. He looks in and gets the sign. He starts the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike called! A no-hitter for Gibson! Simmons roars to the mound. It's Grayson Gibson who's engulfed by his teammates as the Cardinals win the game 11-0. 25 players pound Bob Gibson for a tremendous effort here tonight. A call third strike to Willie Stargell ended it. And Gibson, who has done everything else in the book except a no-hitter, got it here tonight.
And how, and he's, it's a strike call, and he's, his voice is cracking. A no-hitter for Gibson. And I maybe I'm just because I'm his son, I can tell that he was a very emotional guy, that I can tell he's choking back tears. And that just points out how great this job can be and how fulfilling and wonderful. And there are moments. And it leads me to the 99 All-Star game with Ted Williams coming in from the opening in the outfield at Fenway Park and him saluting the fans, you know, not long before he passed away, and just the mutual respect. And Ted was always really surly with writers and even the fans, but it was like, hey, this is my last time, and him taking his cap off. And I only say that because I didn't say anything. And we're back from break. This is happening. And my producer, Mike Weissman, is saying in my ear, we're back, we're back, go, we're back. And I'm like, I'm not saying anything over any of this. I am not going to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the greatest hitter that ever lived, number 9, Hall of Famer, baseball legend, Ted Williams.
And it leads me to tell anybody getting into this, don't be afraid to not talk. Don't be afraid that if you don't talk, the audience is thinking, oh, well, that person doesn't know what they're doing. That person doesn't know what to say. That's not the case. It's okay to not talk. And either gather your thoughts or let the crowd noise carry it. A big game at Wrigley Field, a big game at Fenway, a big game at Yankee, a big game at Busch Stadium. The crowd is your friend, and you can use that as a great tool. So if you don't talk, you're not saying to the audience, this guy stinks, or this young lady has no idea what to say. It's okay to not talk. And I think that's the best advice I can give. The more you talk, the more you can screw up. The more you talk, the more you're going to turn people off sometimes. Just let the crowd carry it, and that's okay.
The legends of this game, today's stars, crowding around one of the greatest to ever play the game of baseball and one of the greatest to ever serve his country. We try as hard as we can and hope that this moment translates on television. The feelings that we're getting here at Fenway Park at this 70th Midsummer Classic.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's beautiful stuff. I got to tell you, you know, as obviously the bond with you and your pops and the game is so obvious in everything that you do and the way that you talk about it and feel it. I think one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard a broadcaster do is you connecting you and your pops and Kirby Puckett and David Freese with, and we'll see you tomorrow night. And I don't, and I know you've told the story before, but the fact that that was like, just in your back pocket. And did producers know it was coming?
No, I didn't know it was coming. Somebody had mentioned it to me before that game. It was a game six and was like, hey, you know, 20 years ago, almost to the day, Kirby Puckett hit that home run.
Into deep left center from Mitchell. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
And so my mind is going to my dad making that call in Minnesota, which was a tough call because that the top of the wall is plexiglass at the old Metrodome. And it's like, did that go out or not? And they got Homer hankies and everything else. And it's a white ball. And then, you know, it was hit by a St. Louis kid, David Freese. It forced a game seven. And it was just an unbelievable game because the Cardinals were down to their last strike twice prior to that. Just to get to that moment.
But nobody knew it. It was in your back pocket or was it rolling around?
No, I mean, it had rolled around there before. I used it the year that he died in 2002 in game six, at the end of game six between the Angels and the Giants as a tip of the cap to my dad. And then it happened in 2011. And it was like, okay, as I've told you, I'm not doing the Jack Buck cover band stuff, but I'm going to retire any of that stuff now because it just was the right time to do it. Some people hated me doing it, but I tried to do it too. That was at the end of the year. I had a paralyzed vocal cord. I tried to do it with the same cadence that my dad did it because I had heard that call so many times. It was a direct, it wasn't like, here's a fly ball to center field. We'll see you tomorrow night. It was.
Freeze hits it in the air to center.
So I wanted to not only say the same words, but I wanted to do it the way he did it.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, you were. It's not a Jack Buck cover band. It's a Jack Buck tribute band.
There it is. You know, yes, like it's, Dred Zeppelin for Led Zeppelin. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, man. I just think it's such a beautiful and elegant an understated moment. Because if you knew, you knew. And if you didn't, you didn't. It's a hell of a thing.
And that goes back to what I just said before that, because it's like there's nothing to say after that. It could be anything. Home run, game seven coming up or whatever. But the crowd, I mean, the booth was shaking. There are times where in the right circumstance, the actual architecture of the stadium you're in is under duress because the booth will bounce or whatever. And it's like, man, this is, what are you going to say over that? I mean, they just enjoy it. So it's okay to not talk.